This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature was announced today. It went to Turkish novelist Orhan Pamuk. Pamuk's most recent novel is called Snow. His previous novels include The White Castle and The Black Book. He is a writer who took Turkish fiction out of the village and into the city, specifically into his city, Istanbul.
Last year, a Turkish prosecutor charged Pamuk with the crime of insulting Turkishness. That was for remarks he made about the Armenian genocide. The charges were later dropped. Some Turkish reaction today mixed pride in the recognition of a Turkish writer with some lingering resentment of those remarks. When we reached the new Nobel laureate this morning in New York City, Orhan Pamuk was in no mood to talk about politics.
Mr. Pamuk, thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, when you were on this program back in 1995, talking about your novel, The Black Book, you talked about coming from one of those countries, your phrase was, on the periphery of the Western world where the art of the novel was developed, and being one of those writers who was grabbing that art from the center to the periphery and then producing something new to show the world. Is it still a fair characterization of what you've been doing?
Yeah, probably. But then now, perhaps Turkey is getting away from periphery and joining towards Europe, of course, in a troubled way. But I think Turkey is not at periphery anymore, but moving towards the center of the world, going towards European Union and West. That was Turkey's history for the last 200 years anyway.
You've described yourself as really the first novelist to write about modern urban Istanbul, a city that you watched grow in your own lifetime.
Yeah, Istanbul is my city, my kingdom. My stories are about Istanbul. And I accept this honor, this prize, as a celebration of my culture, my language, and my town, Istanbul, the town I come from, the town whose stories I've been telling for the last 30 years.
Now, I want you to talk about something that is said in Istanbul and elsewhere in Turkey today. There are those who still are upset with your remarks about the Armenians and also about the Kurds.
Yeah, but this is not a day for politics for me. This is a day for celebrating. This is a day for peace, happiness for me.
But the question that's been raised is the Nobel Prize for Literature, is it in some cases tinged with politics? You don't see it that way.
I don't know. That's not the point today for me, really.
You related a story back in the Black Book some years ago that I always loved. It was about the man who made perfect mannequins of Turks in Ottoman Turkey. Do you recall the story?
That story was in Black Book, which is one of my early books, perhaps, which I painstakingly found my style and my subject matter, whether that story or others, is the painful combination of things that are coming from non-Western world and things that come from West Europe. My whole work is a testimony to the fact that East and West actually combine. That is what I have been trying to do all my life, trying to prove.
While you have been writing with that intent, others have been theorizing about clashes of civilizations.
I don't believe in clash of civilizations. I think that was a fanciful idea, which unfortunately is sometimes is coming to be true. But no, I think that East and West meets. I think that my whole work is a testimony to the fact that we should find ways of looking, combining East and West without any clash, but with harmony, with grace, and produce something new for humanity.
Do you think that the award of the Nobel Prize to you, a Turkish novelist, might assist not only you, but other Turkish writers,
of course,
in gaining the respect in Turkey that you're allowed to, example, voice unpopular opinions and shouldn't be thrown into
court
for them?
First, I look at this, that it will encourage all the aspiring young authors, all the young people who want to write in remote corners of the world where readership is rather small. But of course, I believe in that.
What are you working on now?
I've been working on a love novel for the last 4 years. The title is Museum of Innocence, but I may not find some time to finish it these days, but I am very optimistic. This prize will never change my working habits. I will work 10 hours a day as I have been doing in the last 32 years.
10 hours a day?
Not much, you know. A day is 24 hours.
Mr. Pamuk, thank you very much for talking with us.
I thank you.
Turkish author Orhan Pamuk, winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature, he spoke to us from New York City. In that interview, I mentioned the story that he related years ago in a book about a great mannequin maker in Istanbul, a character who ran afoul first of religion and then of fashion. Elsewhere in the program, you can hear a reading of that passage.